summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It is going to be hot today and hot in the city, hot in Santa Rosa County. And guess who's here? Our friends from Santa Rosa County are here. We have Mike Tarver, who's their marketing and content coordinator. Brittany Ellers, our assistant PIO, but that would be your public information officer, for those that don't know. And a very sweet young Kara Harris. She is the Summer Rise intern. Welcome, Kara. It's good to see you. Okay, I have to pull the mic right up to your face. We're going to initiate. Say hello. Hi. Oh, wait. It probably would be helpful if I turned your mic on. Okay, one more time.
Hi.
There she is. So morning. Welcome, guys. We have lots to talk about this morning, so let's get right to it. So you want to kick things off, Brittany or Mike?
I'll kick things off. Okay. Today, we just really wanted to push hurricane preparedness. We are kind of getting deep into hurricane season. Our peak hurricane season starts around August. So now is the time you really want to start preparing. I know a lot of us have had the First 72 on You slogan in our head. Mm-hmm. That has been updated. The first week, you want to be 1 week ready for you, your family, your pets, and you want to get those supplies early. So we have no threats right now. Right now is the perfect time to go out and stock up on canned goods, batteries, first aid kits, making sure you have enough water for you and your family. And it's recommended that you have like a gallon of water per day per person. Mm-hmm. And that includes your pets too. You want to have enough water for them as well.
So. And there's a big difference between 3 days and 7 or 8 days.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And as we know, I mean, the storms are getting pretty intense.
Yeah.
And more frequent, I think. We were talking about that yesterday. That's kind of crazy, the number of storms that mm-hmm. have kind of, I don't want to be a doom and gloom kind of guy, but I mean, it's, you know, it used to be you maybe had two or three big storms that would come through, maybe one you'd seen an impact through. But I mean, it's very possible to see back to back, as we saw kind of last year, and hit in the Big Bend area sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like they may have seen back to back type big storm effects coming through. So
yeah, Madison County had what, three major storms in like a year and a half,
right?
So
a couple of those were like within a couple month period.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's strange how they cycle through though, also because we had Ivan in 2004, and I was just sharing with them. Yeah. I was on radio back in that time at the EOCA, and that's one of the reasons I left radio because in 2005 we had back to back storms that came back.
Yeah, it'll burn you out for sure.
It was crazy.
And then we had the snow, and I mean, this is getting off topic, but we had the snow. So there's all kinds of weather things that are happening that are sort of unprecedented, I feel mm-hmm. like each year. And so part of what we're talking about, you know, it's, we've gone from the 72 to the 1 week preparedness, but also understanding that like that might have to be replenished, your supplies.
Yes.
Maybe multiple times throughout the year. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate to be someone, you know, obviously knock on wood, we don't want any storms coming through, but if we have a major storm come through in August, it's very possible someone could come on like as late as, you know, October or something.
Yeah, our season's probably a little later than some areas.
Yeah,
it goes through November. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's a long time. You know, you're spending Thanksgiving still thinking about hurricanes, which is wild.
It is. So what are some of the ways that people can keep in touch and find out about what's going on when a hurricane does hit? Any storm, really, like severe thunderstorms. We've had a lot of those this year, this spring.
Yes, yeah. Our boss, Sarah, the PIO of Santa Rosa County, is really good at staying on top of the National Weather Service updates. Mm-hmm. So if you want to follow us on Facebook at SRC Emergency Management, she's always posting weather updates. That's it, to include in the middle of the night if it's 2 a.m. and you hear thunder, check our Facebook page because chances are Sarah has posted something about it.
Oh, right. Yeah. And it comes up so suddenly, and it's just kind of unpredictable right now.
It does.
I've never seen as many pop as they call pop-up showers as I have this year.
Yeah. The severe weather has been weird. It's been mm-hmm. like a shift. When I was a kid, I remember having like storms in the afternoon during the summer, and they would be kind of intense for like 15 minutes, and that would be it. But now it's like you're overnight kind of dealing with strong winds, and it's important to have a plan for that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So being prepared for a hurricane is also going to prepare you for all types of severe weather. So it's
absolutely.
No, that sounds good.
And the pets. We can't forget the pets.
Let's hammer that because I'm passionate about that, as you know.
Oh, yeah. So. And it's something that I mean, they need a lot. You know, they mm-hmm. need a space inside your home to be able to feel safe and feel calm and stuff. You need to make sure that you have your harnesses and your leashes and everything right there. You need, I mean, the smelly stuff, you know, you need to make sure that you've got some way to clean them after them and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And their documents. You need their documents, their vaccination
records.
Oh, that's
a good point. Rabies
records. Make sure their tags are up to date. Make sure their microchip mm-hmm. is up to date with your information, because you never know what's going to happen in a storm. Obviously, when the poop is hitting the fan, everybody wants to stay inside, right? You want to keep everyone inside. But something could happen to where they could escape. I know I have a dog with severe noise anxiety. And she bolts and tries to find any corner or crevice to hide in. And I think a lot of us experience that, like on the 4th of July. So
sure.
That's why it's important to keep your microchip updated. So if your dog does get out, you know, they can contact you and you can reconnect
yeah,
with
it's
them.
Not enough to just have the microchip. You've
right.
got to go into their website and
yeah,
the,
they've
whatever
gotta
company.
They've got to be able to reach you.
They've got to
sure.
know who you are and
or
keep
your
that
vet.
Current.
Mine right. is to my vet, and my vet will contact me.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Yeah. Or if, what about evacuations? I mm-hmm. mean, if you have to evacuate and you haven't thought about, okay, I got to bring Rover and, you know, Kitty or whatever with me, are they going to fit in the car? Where are we going to evacuate to? Are we going to a hotel? Does mm-hmm. the hotel take pets? All these different things that you don't really think about on a normal day basis is something that you should be thinking about with your pets. And especially, I mean, microchip, again, if you go out of town or something, God forbid your animal gets loose or something,
right?
The local shelter can be able to contact you if that happens. If you're, our shelter all the time kind of pushes that, especially for storm season prep and stuff.
So we're talking this morning with our friends from Santa Rosa County, and they are with emergency management and also several other areas, public information officers. So we appreciate them being here and getting us up to date. If you have a question, perhaps you live in Santa Rosa County and you have a question for them about hurricane and storm preparedness, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So with hurricane preparation and having a plan, that's pretty important, right? Knowing where you're going to go, but also you were mentioning having people to contact along
yes.
the way to check in with.
Yeah. So I think this is really crucial, especially for our visitors. If you're visiting the area and you're staying at a hotel or something, and, you know, I don't want to say it's a small storm, but we get a smaller storm like a Cat 1, and you decide not to evacuate or you can't evacuate for any reason, it's really important that you let people know where you are, because the infrastructure after a storm could be destroyed, and it could be a while before you can get out of here or get back in here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to have a point of contact at home base, because let's say you're out of town and a hurricane hits, you're going to want to contact your neighbor to be like, hey, dude, what's going on with my house?
Is it still standing?
Is it still there? Do I still have my stuff? Mm-hmm. So yeah, just make sure that you have a point of contact so that you can stay up to date on, you know, what's going on in your area, and then also letting people know that you're safe,
mm-hmm.
Because that's important. We want everyone. The thing that matters the most is keeping people safe. The stuff we can replace, but
right.
we can't replace people.
Right.
So.
Well, and I always say, make sure that you've got an old-fashioned battery-operated radio
yes.
of
yep.
some form, because yes. when the Wi-Fi goes down and the phones go down, the internet goes down, we are so dependent on it these days.
Yeah.
But the good news is Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, we stay on the air all through the storm.
And oh, you're yeah. with us in the EOC. And
I will be there. I will be with the designated person.
We'll be happy to have you. Yeah.
So I'll be at the EOC. Yeah, I'll be either at Escambia or Center. One of the above. But.
This actually came up in our recent hurricane exercise, and the importance of having a radio, because I remember when Hurricane Ivan hit,
yes.
I lived in rural Santa Rosa County,
mm-hmm.
And we were listening to the radio in the vehicles to
yes.
get updates. And Solid Gold Sunday night, I don't know if anybody remembers that, but my dad loved Solid Gold Sunday. We couldn't skip that ever. But it was crucial because we didn't get power for like a month out there. We were so far away from civilization. So, yeah, definitely go out and pick up a weather radio, a battery-operated radio. They have the crank ones at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
They're really going to come in handy.
You really want to have one in-house no matter what. And really
yeah.
should have that year-round, not just during the
oh,
season.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So we got an interesting comment here I think you'll appreciate. It says, I work with the PIOs from various counties in Northwest Florida, and the information that Santa Rosa County pushes out through their emails is clutch.
Nice. Love
far
it.
Superior than the other ones. So.
Oh,
thank
oh,
you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Well, I can't say that to my other friends in the other places. But I salute all of our public safety folks, and the things that they do year-round to keep us safe and to keep us informed is pretty incredible. So thanks so much for texting that in. If you've got a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. We will be back with our friends from Santa Rosa County in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County. We have Brittany Ellers in the house, Mike Tarver, and Kara Harris. So we've been discussing the H season, as I so fondly call it, because I try not to use that word. But what are some of the other tips that you can give us on being ready?
I think it's important to remember to keep all these things in mind while traveling. You know, we're in the summer. It's vacation kind of season. Some people don't think about, like, when you're going to vacation somewhere. A lot of people are vacationing in other parts of Florida and stuff.
Right.
You could potentially see effects of a storm while you're on vacation. So make sure if you're coming here or you're going there, wherever there is, to get informed with that local area. Make sure you're signed up for those alerts. Make sure you know who the kind of local authorities are on storm readiness and stuff, so that you can be able to rely on those channels, even if you're only there for a couple weeks or whatever. And then being able to obviously be plugged into our local channels to be able to understand what you might be coming back to and stuff. So these things that we're talking about, like weather radio, making sure you have a weather radio in your vehicle when mm-hmm. you're traveling. Make mm-hmm. sure you have like a basic kind of hurricane prep kit in your vehicle, that you may have some basic stuff that if you are kind of coming back from vacation and need to not come home but evacuate right. someone out, you know, to keep that in mind, you know. And another thing, when we are talking about evacuations, understanding that you don't necessarily have to go hundreds of miles away from your home.
That's a good point.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm in Navarre, I need to go to Tennessee or something right. to evacuate. Right. You really just need to get out of the range of the most severe impacts from the storm, which may only be, you know, 50 miles away or something mm-hmm. like that. So, but understanding like what those areas are, where you are going to go, and keeping that in mind when you are traveling, you know, out of your home. So simple things like making sure that your vehicle back home is fueled up and ready to go. And that your car maintenance is good.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that you don't have to deal with any of that stuff last second coming back. All of these things, all of these little tips, you can find really tangible, great lists and information on our emergency management website at santarosa.fl.gov/emergency or .gov/disaster supply kit. There's a great, like, some information on there of how to build out these kits that we're talking about. .gov/disaster guide. You can get this great guide on all this different information of how to stay informed, how to stay connected, and have a just kind of a tangible kind of
thing. Do you still have hard copies of that?
We do, yeah.
And is it on digital too? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, so both. Okay.
The .gov/disaster guide is the digital version.
Great. Okay.
We try to hand out postcards with a QR code to the digital version, and then we have full print copies at our offices.
Okay. So. And where are your offices located?
The EOC is located at 4499 Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We're right next to the shelter. So if you pop by, maybe pop by the shelter, grab a dog or a cat.
Right.
They'd love to have a forever home with you. So mm-hmm. grab your disaster guide and your new pet.
Okay. And there you go.
And a lot of times anymore, when we're having, you know, shelter events and stuff like that, or different events in the community, we're bringing those guides with us around this time.
Right.
And we're just giving them out like hotcakes, you know. So,
and I'm guessing the Santa Rosa County Chamber probably has some copies. Typically the visitor yes. centers have them.
Yeah,
so.
We try to distribute them. We try to order more every mm-hmm. year, and then we just try to distribute them throughout the community.
Great. So that's such a handy tool, because there's things in there you don't think of. One of the things that I never think of and was reminded the other day, prescriptions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you get...
For you and your pets.
Right.
You got to think about if your pet's taking some sort of prescription, you need to fill those early too.
Mm-hmm. So. And the doctors will definitely accommodate you in that
yes.
respect.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, this is something that I don't have that I need to get, waterproof and fireproof safe.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of an extra little expense, $200 maybe at Lowe's or something, but I mean, being able to put in all of these irreplaceable sort of documents, you know,
mm-hmm.
and these things that are really important. I'm going to look for one that I can actually sort of pick up and take with me, you know?
Sure.
Because again, I want to be able to be, we travel a lot, we got little kids, so, you know, I want to be mobile
right.
with my stuff, you know,
right.
so, but that's something that we don't have that I need to fill on my kind of list, you know, and that's an important thing, because if you, you know, if you come back home and all your documents are messed up and they're wet or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you need something for an insurance claim or something like that, you know, you might be kind of up a creek a little bit.
Yeah, you want to have all those emergency contact numbers handy. And I know I'm old school, but I like to have a hard copy, even though it may be on the cloud or in the computer. But if I don't have access to that and need those numbers right away, it's better to have that hard copy handy.
Especially in a storm. You don't know if you're coming back to no power or whatever.
Okay, I have another question for you. Does Santa Rosa County have a list of shelters and hotels that accept dogs during emergencies, maybe on a website?
We do have one pet-friendly shelter. You do have to register for it. All that information is on our website, santarosa.fl.gov/emergency. It should be under the Be Informed tab. There should be a pet-friendly shelter in there. We're not in charge of hotels. Those are private businesses, so we can't really provide any information on those. I would just recommend you call them and ask them.
And typically on the news too, they will, a lot of hotels that are north of us have, I've seen in the past, will waive any pet restrictions during a storm.
I mean, that's important because they're trying to save lives as well. So I would just call ahead and put that as part of your plan. Mm-hmm. But Santa Rosa County does have one pet friendly shelter, but you do have to register ahead of time. So check out our website and register if you think you'll need that.
That's a great idea. We're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, I know they'll do their best to answer it. Looks like Mark, he's got something on his mind over there, Mike.
I was looking for the shelter number is 850-983-4680. They've got great people over there that can, if they don't know the answer, they can find it for you, be able to find where some good places might be that might take animals and stuff like that. Like Brittany said, we don't really have a running list necessarily of all the hotels, but they can certainly get you connected with the people that would give you those answers and help you, just kind of plan out what you might be thinking,
With all these thunderstorms and things that have been happening lately, we've had some strange severe weather. When is it time to take your family to a shelter, do you think? And when do they open typically?
So shelters generally don't open unless there is an evacuation order, generally speaking.
Okay, so that usually happens after that's been coming for a while and we've been tropical storm warnings.
It's very situational, depending on, because evacuation orders can be very geographically centric, a very specific area.
Sure.
So our public safety director, Tom Lloyd, will put that information out. It'll depend on the severity of the storm, that kind of stuff. And we will put the information out about the evacuation shelters. We strongly encourage people not to use evacuation shelters. They're really, really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They're usually pretty full.
Overcrowded, probably.
Yeah, and they're not very luxurious. You have to bring all your own supplies, your own snacks,
An emergency.
On a cot.
It's really an emergency.
It is what it is. I mean, if you have to be there, absolutely, we need you to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you have a friend or you can afford, a one night stay in a hotel or an Airbnb far away, we recommend that you do that. And then choosing to evacuate is a very personal thing. Nobody can force you to leave your home, obviously. But if the county puts out an evacuation order, that means we think something is very seriously wrong. So we encourage you to do it.
Okay. We're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County all about public safety and staying prepared for the H season that we are currently in. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County. Brittany Ellers, Mike Tarver, and Kara Harris are in the house today, talking mostly about that place, that time, H season. We hate to say the word, but you know what it is. So just a few minutes left, y'all, to talk a little bit about how we can stay prepared.
I think it's really important to know the appropriate channels to be following to get the good information.
Mm-hmm.
We always encourage everybody to follow us on Facebook at SRC Emergency Management. Or on Nextdoor at Santa Rosa County Division of Emergency Management. We're going to be pushing all of the NWS, from Mobile, kind of forecasting and stuff there.
That's National Weather Service.
National Weather Service, right. And we're going to be pushing all that great information through and sharing on that Facebook page. And we're going to take all of our channels and funnel all that information there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to be monitoring Facebook comments, basically, almost 24/7 throughout a disaster and stuff like that. But it's important to know that you need to get good information, and you need to be able to trust that information that we're getting you the best forecasting going on. If you have questions about evacuations or evacuation zones or routes or whatever, you can find that on our website under the Be Informed tab.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's santarosa.fl.gov/emergency. But making sure that, especially if you're interacting with us on Facebook that you're giving good information. We want to know, and it is helpful if there's trees down or right. something in the road. We want to know that stuff. But if you're not sure about something, you know, please don't comment something that may be false.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah. Make sure it's factual.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess your website, be one more time, how folks can get all the information.
It is santarosa.fl.gov/emergency.
Okay.
And follow us on Facebook at SRC Emergency Management.
All right. Thank you all so much for coming in this morning. So much good information. All of it can be found online. So that's the good news. Let's just hope we never have to use it, right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.